This is the Hot Corner Doubleheader Edition for the week of June the 15th and June the 22nd. This is the Hot Corner on the Sports Superstation with your host, Ryan McKenna. Hello and welcome to the Hot Corner, the source of all your MLB needs. I'm your host for the show, Ryan McKenna, and I'd like to welcome you all to the show. We've received many nice comments since our last episode, and I want to thank everyone for that. And let's hope for some more listener discussion in the future. Let's start things off with news, and since this is a doubleheader edition, we've got lots of it for you. The Hot Corner News! Well, Adam did pretty good in our 8th episode a couple weeks ago in his picks for the 2009 Major League Baseball Draft, which took place in New York on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. He got the first three picks right in the draft, and they were Steven Strasburg, who did go to the Washington Nationals, Dustin Ackley, who went to the Mariners, and Donovan Tate, the outfielder from Cartersville High School. The 4th and 5th pick went to the Pirates and the Orioles, and they chose Tony Sanchez and Matt Hobgood, respectively. Sanchez is a catcher out of Boston College, and Hobgood is a pitcher out of Norco High in California. More draft news sees the 2008 first overall pick, Aaron Crow, going in the number 12 spot to the Kansas City Royals. Reports this past week indicate that Washington Nationals manager Manny Acta will be giving the boot very shortly. This move could have occurred as early as last Monday, but as of this episode, the firing has not gone down. Well, mainly because the Washington Nationals have been on a tear. Reports this week show that two clubs are interested in the former New York Met and Boston Red Sox, Pedro Martinez. Pedro has reportedly been scouted by the Tampa Bay Rays and the Chicago Cubs, but sources said on the weekend that the Rays will probably not sign the righty. Pedro confirmed this week that he has been talking with those two teams in particular. He was supposedly throwing a 94-mile-per-hour fastball? Wow. I mean, this would be a very good move for any team right now. Mainly, could the Jays use him? Since Roy Halladay has gone down, they got Dustin McGowan out, Sean Markham, Jesse Litch is out for the season. I just can't see the Jays making a good push when all their starting pitchers are getting hurt all the time. Ivan Pudge Rodriguez has become the all-time leading catcher for games caught on Wednesday of this past week. Rodriguez, the 10-time Gold Glover, caught his record-breaking 2,227th game. Manny Ramirez could be back in action as early as next week when he would begin a minor league stint with the Dodgers' Class AAA affiliate. The All-Star managers have made their selections of who they will coach with on Wednesday. For the National League, manager Charlie Manuel will have veteran Joe Torre and Cardinals manager Tony La Russa, while on the American League side, manager Joe Maddon picked Royals manager Trey Hillman, as well as Seattle Mariners manager Don Wakamatsu. Just a reminder, the All-Star balloting is still going on at MLB.com until July the 2nd, where you can vote for all your favorite players as they will try to make a push to make it into the All-Star game, which takes place July the 14th at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. Shocking, but not so shocking news out of the baseball world this past week, with allegations of Sammy Sosa tested positive for steroids back in 2003. Congress is looking into this matter, and I find it always so sad every time that one of these reports comes out, as it sinks Major League Baseball into a deeper and deeper hole of shame every time someone tests positive for steroids, especially a dandy outfielder such as the likes as Sammy Sosa, who did a lot for the game of baseball. And now, like, a lot of the Major League Baseball stats are up in jeopardy, such as like the home run record that Barry Bonds set there last year over Hank Aaron. There's a lot of speculation going on with those steroids still. Due to recent struggles to find offense, the Chicago Cubs fired their hitting coach, Gerald Perry, last Sunday. Perry was replaced by Cubs AAA affiliate batting coach Von Joshua. The Cubs sit in third place in the NL Central standings, 2.5 games back behind the division-leading St. Louis Cardinals. Larry Walker, who played 17 seasons in the big leagues, was inducted into the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame on Saturday. Walker had many great accomplishments in his career, including the 1997 National League Most Valuable Player Award, where he came close to getting the Triple Crown that year. Congrats, Larry. Tom Glavin confirmed this past weekend that he will not pitch again in 2009, but he goes on to say that he isn't retired yet. Let's hear what you think. Do you think Tom Glavin should retire, or do you think, like, is it time for him to just leave the game at his age, or do you think he still has another year or two left in him? So that's all the news in our doubleheader episode. We will now kick things over to our question of the week. The Hot Corner question of the week. All right, this week's question of the week comes with the recent amount of games being played lately in the major leagues, which are the interleague games. Woo! The question is, should American League pitchers have to bat in interleague games? My answer is no. If they are forced to bat in National League parks, then why doesn't Major League Baseball just invent the rule for all of baseball? I find that the game, I watched a few Blue Jays games. I don't have MLB Network, I wish I did. But I watched a few of the Jays games whenever they play the Phillies there. And they are great games. They're very exciting. It's like a chess match almost in baseball. The managers have to decide whether to pitch hit for this pitcher, if they're going to make a good run for the game, or if they should take just a ton of different decisions. Small ball is another key factor. Should my pitcher bunt? Should my pitcher swing away? All that kind of things. Now, another thing that I do not like about American League pitchers having to bat during interleague games at National League ballparks is the injuries as a main factor. If the pitcher does get on base, then what do you do now? Like, I mean, it is baseball, so the pitcher is going to be slotting. Think of Chiming Wang last year in Houston whenever he slid into home and he fractured his foot. He has never been the same since then, mainly with his terrible record so far this year. I mean, this is a toughie. I would like to see a lot more interleague games. I found them very entertaining and exciting to watch. And I think they should keep it up, that's for sure. But I do not think that American League pitchers should have to bat during the interleague games. Now, also, if you guys have a comment, if you guys disagree with me, which is very fine with me, just leave a comment and we'll get some viewer discussion going. We'll kick things over to our Who's Hot and Who's Not Fantasy Update. The Hot Corner. Who's hot and who's not? Fantasy update. All right, let's see who's hot in the world of baseball this week. Mark Teixeira has been quite hot in June. After a slower start to the year by his standards, Teixeira has hit 9 home runs in the past 30 days, and that is good enough for second most in the American League during that time. Teixeira is also riding a 6-game hitting streak going into Sunday. Joe Nathan has been one of the hottest closers in the game so far this year. He is second in saves to date this season with 16. Nathan also has an impressive ERA, earned runs against average, which sits at 1.69 in 27 games this season. Let's see who's not in the world of baseball. Alex Rodriguez was supposed to have a great start after he came off his hip surgery earlier this season, and he hit a home run on the first pitch he's seen in Baltimore. But since then, Rodriguez has struggled. He is batting .212 and has 28 hits on the year. 9 of those are home runs. Rodriguez's struggles were definitely noticed by his ball club, as they sat him out for 2 games this past weekend against his Marlins and also his hometown of Florida, or Miami, however you want to roll. Dice K is another one struggling these past couple weeks. Actually, this whole year he's been struggling. In 8 starts on the year, Matsuzaka is 1-5 win-loss record, with an 8.23 earned runs against average. Daisuke has already been on the disabled list once this year, and there are rumors that he could be headed back there sometime very soon. Terry Francona confirmed after his last start on Friday that he would not make his next start in favor of the future Hall of Famer, at least in my books, Johnny Smoltz, who will make his season debut. We will probably discuss this more in our next feature of the month, whether Daisuke could be of trade value, but for now, he will just skip his next start and finish off his not column in the who's hot and who's not. But let's kick things over to the injury report, where the closer for the defending World Series champs, Philadelphia Phillies, was placed on the 15-day disabled list a couple Tuesdays ago. Brad Lich will be out with a sprained left knee. He is expected to return later this week. Jesse Lich joins a long list of Blue Jays starters currently on the disabled list with Tommy John surgery. Lich, who has been on the disabled list since April 14th, decided to have surgery on Tuesday. It will sideline him until next season. Out since May 26th with a foot injury, Carlos Quinnen will be out until at least the All-Star break, according to sources with the White Sox organization. They could really use him as they sit quite a few games back in the American League Central going into Sunday's play. Jake Peavy will miss a month after he was hurt his right ankle in May. He was placed on the disabled list last Saturday. Jason Isringhausen, the reliever for the Tampa Bay Rays, will be out for the season after re-injuring his right elbow during the 8th inning last Saturday, in which the Rays beat the Washington Nationals. Jason will have to undergo Tommy John surgery to repair the damage caused. In 9 appearances, Isringhausen went 0-1 with a 2.29 ERA. Kelvin Escobar will return to the place he knows so well over the past year, the disabled list. Escobar missed all of the previous season due to a torn labrum, and the previous 60 days due to his troublesome shoulder. Kelvin is eligible to come off the disabled list on Monday, the 22nd of June. This past Wednesday, Casey Jansen was put down to the 15-day disabled list with inflammation in his throwing shoulder, which is his right shoulder, if anybody didn't know. This is the same shoulder that needed surgery 2 years ago and cost him all of last season. Not only will the Jays put Jansen on the disabled list, but also superstar Roy Halladay and closer Scotty Downs will follow him there as well. A day after Jansen was placed on the disabled list, Halladay, who was suffering from a strained right groin, was also put on the disabled list. But for Scott Downs, however, he was diagnosed with a strained big left toe he had suffered in last Tuesday's win in Philadelphia. That same Thursday, Philadelphia Phillies placed Raul Ibanez, the slugger of the team, on the 15-day disabled list due to a strained groin. The Phillies called up John Mayberry Jr. to replace Raul's spot on the roster. That'll wrap up our Who's Hot and Who's Not fantasy update for our doubleheader edition. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in to our doubleheader episode. I hope you all enjoyed the show and it wasn't too confusing for you. We will resume next weekend for our episode, which will air Sunday evening, the 28th. And I hope to hear you all tuning in for that. Just a reminder of the MLB balloting that will be on MLB.com. Pretty easy. There's a nice big link there right for you to greet you on the screen to cast your ballot. This was The Hawk Runner, and I'm your host, Ryan McKenna. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Have a good week, folks. This has been a presentation of the Sports Superstation. This show was written, directed, and produced by Ryan McKenna. Technical director is Matthew McKenna. Assistant Technical Director is Mitchell McKenna. Special Analyst, Adam Kosh. Thanks for tuning in. Sorry to murder cats.
Put the safety on me.